You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Data shows that Idaho ranks ahead of most of other states in the U.S. for children experiencing four or more adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs. And we know that there are children right here in our community who are hurting, and they need to know there is hope. And that is the mission behind a new initiative called 2C Kids Succeed. Joining us today to talk about this is Jean Muchie. She is the founder of 2C Kids Succeed, local artist Chris Finesca, and Trent Rodden, who will be helping with a youth-led discussion. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks, Gemma.
Morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jean, can we start with a quick explainer of what ACEs are for people that may not have heard that term before or may not be familiar with it?
Absolutely. ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences, and they're traumatic events or traumatic experiences that can happen between birth and 17 to a child that can have life-lasting impacts. They don't have to. We say that ACEs don't have to be predictive, but without proper buffering and protective factors, they can lead to serious health consequences, serious societal consequences, and even sometimes people living 20 years fewer than folks who don't have as many adverse childhood experiences.
Yeah, we've talked about it quite here on the program. And so it's just important, I think, to get that definition out there so people can understand it a bit. So with that being said, Jean, 2C Kids Succeed was kind of your brainchild. Can you tell me what it is, but also why did you see a need for something like this?
2C Kids Succeed really started with a lot of people just thinking, what's possible in our community? We don't have to accept as fact that kids who start in different places have to end in different places. We can really change the trajectory for kids who maybe experience a lot of adverse childhood experiences by creating the appropriate supports and buffers to help these kids live a healthy lifestyle. But also, we really think that treatment for parents is prevention for kids. So really looking at what's happening in the whole family and what's happening across our community to buoy the supports. And so 2C Kids Succeed really is focusing on building resilience so that we have resilient communities where resilient kids can thrive.
Well, and we should note too, when you said, you know, getting that help for parents can help the whole family. And to note that the likelihood is that a lot of these parents probably experienced ACEs when they were growing up. Correct, Jean?
Absolutely. We have to really start with the kind of the notion that people know what they know. They know how to do what they've been taught. And so oftentimes we just expect that, you know, you have children and you know exactly what to do. And I think most of us parents would say, gosh, our kids should have come with a manual. But when you're facing other stresses in your life, like maybe experiencing homelessness or food insecurity, living in poverty, a lot of those various things that just can cause a lot of stress. What are those supports in our communities where folks can reach out and get help up and really make sure that we're creating a pathway where, again, kids, families, and communities thrive?
You know, you make such a good point about there's this notion that the moment you become a parent, you should know what to do. You know, I think that my children have, frankly, every advantage in the world. And because they happen to be born to myself and my husband, with that though, it is the hardest, most stressful job that you will ever have is to parent. And even when you have advantage, it is difficult. So was it also, Jean, trying to educate the community as a whole that maybe these folks are not bad parents, but they only know what they know, and it is stressful to parent. And then you add on all of these other things like living paycheck to paycheck, you know, not knowing where you're going to get your next meal, you know, is the electricity going to stay on, right?
Absolutely. And you know, how often, Gemma, do you have a bad day and your kids, you can tell they feel it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mom's having a bad day. Yeah. And so if you're living Yeah. So if you're living day to day where you're just uncertain, and right now, I think we can build empathy among our communities because we're having this shared, really uncertain experience of COVID. It has literally changed the way that we're all showing up every day. So we're kind of sharing this traumatic experience together. And so what we really hope is that building awareness and, you know, letting our communities become involved and engaged and really elevating hope. That's why we say hope lives here. That there is hope and that ACEs do not have to be predictive. We fundamentally know that data and science bear that out, that kids who are sometimes in the most trying experiences can do really, really well. And that's because resilience is a skill set that can be built.
Yeah.
And so we can also build that in parents. It doesn't have to just be built in children. So that's why the investment in parents can pay real dividends for their children, who then become, you know, tomorrow's generation of parents. Right.
Look, when I have a bad day, my kids call it the rage monster. So full disclosure there. So what is, Jean, what is the goal and the mission then behind this undertaking? Because there are a lot of themes around hope, as you mentioned.
We are trying to really visually display what hope looks like and sounds like, but also really elevate that through the lens of our community youth. Oftentimes we speak for them and we really want to bring their voice to the forefront. But one of the most demonstrable things is that we're going to get to have two of our preeminent mural artists in Idaho paint hope murals in both Nampa and Caldwell. And then we'll have hope notes that you can just grab and write a note to somebody. I hope you have a great day. Pass it along. People can chalk, you know, messages of hope on the sidewalks or scavenger hunts. And really then, you know, the murals and the youth-led hope discussion, which your other guests are going to be speaking to, I think will really be sort of those tangible leave behinds where the youth voice is elevated. And then for generations, hopefully we'll see this mural repainted and kept fresh so that our kids can say, hope really does live here. And I can see that people invested, inked it on the wall, and now we're going to live it out.
So I want to bring Trent and Chris into the conversation. So Trent, tell us about how you got involved with this and what your part will be.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for asking. So about a month and a half ago, one of my faculty members at the College of Idaho reached out to me, Sean Blackwell, me and a couple of other of my peers, and recommended that we, or offered us a seat at the table, as he put it, to kind of give our kind of youthful voices a platform to kind of engage with our community and kind of provide alternative events and kind of our insights to how our community and how these events could be operated and better run. So he offered this opportunity to me and my peers. I took him up on the offer to kind of work with Gene and this great group. And then Gene really tasked me with kind of a youth group like think tank originally was what it was called. And then from there we kind of spawned and decided that it should be more of a kind of a Socratic based discussion with the kind of the youth around Caldwell. So I'm a senior at the College of Idaho and I was just kind of looking to make a difference in my community. And I kind of thought that this was the best way and opportunity kind of placed itself in front of me via Professor Blackwell. And I kind of seized the moment. It's been a blessing in disguise, absolutely.
And then Chris, you're a local artist. So talk to us about how you will be participating in this.
I'm actually going to be involved in painting the mural and also having the youth that are part of the Nampa community that are interested in, you know, how murals are painted and learn a little bit more. I'm going to be basically just kind of walking them through, you know, just the process. As much as they want to learn, you know, I can talk all day, but kids and community.
So Gene, talk to me a little bit about, because this is kind of a week long event. So can you talk to me about what it kind of looks like and how people can participate, especially like in this mural that Chris was mentioning?
Absolutely. So Bobby Gaetano is also going to be painting in Caldwell. So on the Idaho Youth Ranch building in Caldwell, he and Chris will be painting at the same time. So we're really going Saturday to Saturday. So this next Saturday, we're kind of calling Selfie Saturday, where you go get your picture taken in front of the mural. And really the mural will demonstrate kind of holding the part of our kids in our hands. We really believe so fundamentally that when we invest in our kids, we invest in their future. And so kids can come out. We're trying to be as COVID safe as possible. So kids can come out and paint with Bobby or Chris on various days, and they'll give them little projects to do. And really, they're encouraging kids who are very interested in this craft to come down and see what it's all about. Then the other things we've really made specifically so that people can just do them as they have the time. And so we have hard copy Hope Notes, but we also have on the 2C Kids Succeed website, kids can go on, parents can go on, and they can write a Hope Note. And when you refresh your browser, it's there. And so we've had proclamations from both Mayor Nankolas and Mayor Kling proclaiming this week as 2C Kids Week, which I think is just an affirmation by both of our elected leaders that they believe in the investment in our kids, that what we do, as Gemma, we've talked about upstream, will pay dividends downstream. And then also there's going to be a story walk dedication at Lakeview Park on Thursday. And many of the Hope Notes that people are writing on the website will now be in these little fixtures along the park at Lakeview Park, so you can walk along the path and read. And so for about a month, you'll see these Hope Notes in both English and Spanish. So families can go take a walk and read Hope Notes. And the youth-led Hope discussion will also have a graphic recorder as part of that. So she will be online and really turning into a graphic image what these kids elevate as what they'd like to see around hope and resilience in their community. So there's a lot of really fun, cool components. We've had to pivot a lot based on COVID, but people like Chris and Bobby and Trent stepping in to say, how can we help? And we'll take a piece. And then lots of organizations, St. Luke's, St. Alphonsus, West Valley, Idaho Central Credit Union, just all kinds of folks coming together to link arms with the cities to elevate hope for this week. So I think it's wonderful right now for our kids who are back in school to see that their communities are wrapping them in support and hope.
And very quickly, you said you have a website, Jean. So is that the best way for people to figure out how to participate and where to go? But if they want to be part of the youth-led discussion, et cetera.
Yes. So 2ckidssucceed.org is the website. And we also have a Facebook page where each day the events happening are being posted. So 2ckidssucceed.org, and it's the 2C is for Canyon County. And we did that on purpose. And so people can hop on there, check out what's happening. And then there's also links to contact us. So Trent is asking kids to sign up in advance. And that's the Youth-Led Hope discussion is going to be Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, and it's all virtual. So they can hop on safely and from the comfort of their own home. But the youth voice is really critical so that adults know, you know, what our kids are thinking, what matters to them, where they find benefit and barriers in their own community. And then where kids are finding the most hope and what makes them resilient.
You know, I love that because I think as parents too, sometimes it can be hard to get that information out of our own children. So what a great resource for parents as well. I want to thank all three of you for taking some time out of your day to talk with us about this. We've been talking with Jean Muchie, the founder of 2C Kids Succeed, local artist Chris Finesco, and Trent Rodden, who will be helping with the youth-led discussion. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. So here's a question for you. Have you downloaded our new free Boise State Public Radio app yet? Well, if you haven't, grab your phone and do it. It's the best way to stay in touch with us because you can actually send us a question or a comment or a story using the Talk to Us feature. I mean, you literally press on it and talk to us. It's that simple. This week, we are looking for your questions for our doctor roundtable this Wednesday. So just don't download the free app, record your question for the doctors, and we will hopefully get that on the air on Wednesday. Of course, if there's any other thing you want to engage with us with, you can put it there too. Thanks again for joining us today. It is Monday. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you back here tomorrow.